Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that U.S. consumers cut spending for a sixth straight month in December, and their incomes shrank. Spending decreased by 1% after falling by a revised 0.8% in November. That figure was previously reported as a 0.6% drop. Incomes fell by 0.2% after November's 0.4% decline, previously reported as a 0.2% decline. For the whole of 2008, spending rose 3.6%, the smallest increase since 1961. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now trading at 78.92, and it's down 108 points. The NASDAQ 14.68, down 8.12, and the S&P 500 at 814 is down 10.90 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is our very own Mike Sola. And Mike, no expense is spared here to get to the bottom of things. We took pencil to paper this morning, and we discovered that since 1887 that Punxsutawney Phil found his shadow 87% of the time, 97 years of 112 years that were reported. What's it all mean for today?
Well, it means that if he sees his shadow, we have six more weeks of winter. And that was the case this morning. If he doesn't see his shadow, apparently we have just another month and a half. So, you have to work those averages out. Again, I think it may be a localized forecast, although the 6 to 10 day and the 8 to 14 day outlook from the National Weather Service seem to have some disagreement with our rodent friend from Pennsylvania, and it's calling for above-average temperatures across most of the eastern half of the nation for the upcoming week to 10 days. And we will see at least some light to moderate precipitation. Still in the wintry form across most of the northern half, and a better chance for some rain to the south and east. But again, Punxsutawney Phil on this Groundhog Day, or as the French call it, the Jour de la Maman, saw his shadow, and thus Pennsylvania, Punxsutawney in particular, six more weeks of winter. Now, Argentina and Brazil, they have been in the growing season, and they will remain in the growing season, with showers limited on Friday through Sunday across Argentina. Just very limited. Most of the country was dry, but up to an inch, or just about a half an inch, fell in western Cordoba, and other areas in Cordoba, Santa Fe, Entre Rios picked up amounts ranging from 0.15 to around a half of an inch. Total coverage for the growing areas around 25% to 30%. Rain totals for the week ending Sunday, February 8th, will range generally from a third to a full inch. A few inch plus totals to maybe even more than 2 inches are expected in areas around Santiago del Estero, northern Santa Fe, and a few locations in eastern Buenos Aires being the wettest. And the next 2 weeks, not greatly changing the crop conditions there. Those areas in Cordoba, Santiago del Estero, and portions of Santa Fe will see timely rainfall, and that trend will continue to support pretty decent crop development there. The moisture starved areas in La Pampa and Buenos Aires likely to continue dealing with moisture stress, although there is a fair chance that some of the driest areas in eastern Buenos Aires may get a decent rainfall for a brief period later this week. As far as Brazil, net drying continued from across the area for the weekend, from central Rio Grande do Sul northward through Paraná and into Paraguay to southwestern Mato Grosso. Most areas in Brazil, again, looking for rain over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. Sufficient amounts will fall to maintain or restore favorable soil moisture, with the exception of a few Bahia locations where net drying may continue. Most of the drier region from Santiago, or from Rio Grande do Sul through Paraguay and Paraná to southwestern Mato Grosso will get timely rainfall to prevent moisture stress from returning and threatening the summer crops, although the greatest rainfall may hold off until late in the week. Again, as far as the U.S. Midwest, the Midwest will see a little significant precipitation, especially early in the week. This weekend until next week, a wetter weather pattern is expected to evolve. The first of two storms that right now forecast to affect the Midwest will occur Sunday into Wednesday. That'd be the period ending on February 11th. The region from Kansas through Ohio and Michigan expected to receive the greatest precipitation, most occurring as rain, some of which may be locally heavy, and flooding may occur in areas that have significant snow accumulation, and they will begin to see later melting later in the week after this current cold step pushes through. Some locations near river and streams are especially prone to flooding as ice jams are expected to develop. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Zola.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 5.98, down 3. Last trade down 2.5. May 6.08.5, down 3.75. Last trade down 4.25. March wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 5.68, unchanged. Last trade down 5. July 5.90, down 2.75. Last trade down 4.75. December 6.33, down 2.5. Last trade down 4.5. March corn opened at 378, down 1. Last trade down 6. May 390, down 1/4. Last trade down 7.5. July $4.75, down 1/2. Last trade down 6.5. December 425, unchanged. Last trade down 7. March beans open at 972.5, down 7.5. Last trade down 9.75. July 987, down 6.75. Last trade down 11. November 935.5, down 9.5. Last trade down 9. March soybean meal open at 310, down 10, rather down a dollar. Last trade down 380. March soybean oil open at 3270, down 30. Make that down 3, excuse me, and the last trade down 38. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Overnight was ugly on the corn charts as we broke out of the wedge formation that we've been coiling into or winding into literally for much of the month of January and broke out to the downside. What does it all mean for today?
Well, especially if you go on and take out that last low that we had here in March corn, that last low comes in just below us here around that 360, I think, 359, 360 area. You're going to especially think this corn market's in jeopardy. And the corn market continues to struggle with lack of demand. We've had two good weeks of export sales. It'd be interesting to see whether we can continue any semblance of that down the road to try and get some exports going. But every time we turn around, we hear a reduced demand from the ethanol industry. We see feed guys that are struggling to try and make money. So it's a factor that people are now starting to gear into somewhere in excess of 2 billion bushels in carryout on corn. And as you start to climb up there, it's hard to get corn motivated to the upside. So I think that corn's only hope is to be helped by the bean complex.
Yeah, we had another report this morning of a Wisconsin ethanol distiller, Renew Energy, filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So it just continues.
Yeah, so your demand just keeps backing away. So then you turn to beans that are really where your support is, and this morning it looks like limited support there, if any, because there are a few guys that are not thinking this rain event in Argentina is going to mean much. I think when we're all said and done, we'll find we're fairly disappointed with the output out of South America in total. I think we're hearing some decent yields out of Mato Grosso, but I think Argentina will be very poor when it's all said and done. Even if they get some one-inch rains this week, we're into what would be roughly the first week of August down there, and it's going to be tough for those beans to come back if they've struggled all the way through. Sure, they'll help them some, but does it really make a good crop? I doubt it.
Well, we've been sitting 962 or thereabouts for four straight sessions. on the downside, and one's got to wonder how much longer that can hold out.
Yeah, I'm thinking if you get a couple of closes under that 950 to 955 area, the bean market's probably in trouble too, because now people are starting to press forward and look at next year, and the thought is we're going to see a big increase in acres, and we may be back looking at that 500-plus carryover again next year, and that'll start to weigh in on people's thoughts on whether they want to stay long the soy complex.
All right, then, very quickly, the calls for this morning, please.
I'm going to be down 5 to 7 in corn as we get started. I think beans are down a solid 10 cents as we start off. Wheat's the one area we could find some support. We didn't talk about it, but there's certainly a drought issue going in China that could keep them in the wheat market here and encourage them to buy a little bit and support wheat.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. You are listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.